steel. Throw a dip in my hip, so they call me extra ill. Making big hits from trippin', how I make my bread. Do some sit-ups, squat thrust, keep a level head. Cause I'm well bred, a man that I create in my workshop. Stay up late at night until my brain says I stop, then I quit. Wake up in the morning and continue it. I find the same line, and that's the most dish, that's hype. But my stripe makes me bar champ. Check out the bass coming from the power amp. I'm the controller, and like the Ayatollah, I used to live in Saudi Arabia. I never come straight out with an answer, just a yes or a no, or a maybe I do. But with my crew, sometimes I get blazed. Jump on the floor, kick a new dance craze. I can read and I've read since the days of rip. And rhyming is fundamental to light up a split. And grab an odd ounce of flab is on my body. My mother's part Spanish, my father's part Yachty. I'm not a junior trying to see me catch a wound. I got used to ride straight to the moon.
Feels so good. Brand Nubian. Today is the birthday of Lord Jamar, founding member of this rap group, born on this day in 1968. We switch gears here, continue our conversation about youth, but we're looking at the issue of homeless youth in our community right now on this program. On the way there, let me remind you that the Mark Steiner is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information, www.mecu.com, or you can go to steinershow.org and click on the banner, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Now we are here talking about homeless youth in Baltimore and an event coming up called the Backpack Benefit Concert for Homeless Children, happening next Wednesday at the 2640 space at 2640 St. Paul at 6:30. In the studio once again is now is becoming our commentator on housing and homeless issues. Often, Jeff Singer is in the studio, former founder and former executive director of Healthcare for the Homeless. Bonnie Lane, former homeless activist, formerly a homeless activist and homeless herself, organizer of the Backpack Benefit Concert for Homeless Children, and running for mayor of Baltimore in 2016. I will keep that out of the conversation today just because we can't do politics on this particular hour, but let folks know. Christian Wilson is with us, director of Homeless Children's Weekend Backpack Program. Good to have you all with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to be here.
So 410-319-8888. Write to us here at talk@steinershow.org. Tweet me at Mark Steiner. Jump onto our Facebook pages. Bonnie, let me start with you. What is this?
What is this?
What is this?
I met Christian during the summer, and he was telling me about the backpack program. And they give out a backpack full of food every weekend to 100 homeless students in Baltimore City schools. And he's going to tell you all about that. And I'm like, well, let me think about it. And I didn't talk to him for the next 2 to 3 months. So I thought about it, and I asked a bunch of my friends. I said, you guys play music. Let's do a benefit concert. So we're having a benefit concert. And so we've got some local musicians who are donating their time to play that night. We've got 5 great local acts, Leandre Rose, Blizzard, Ken Morrison, Ryan Harvey, and Brooks Long will all be in the house. A wide variety of music. We've got food by Terra Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And so we expect at least 600 people, which is our capacity, you know, to show up that night and, you know, donate to this good cause.
Christian, tell us about this place.
Well, the project started approximately 4 years ago at St. John's United Methodist Church on 27th Street. We wanted to do something that was positive for the community and met with Margaret Brent Elementary Middle School. And we learned from the principal at that time that one of their greatest concerns was the children coming in on Monday from homeless environments where they were absolutely irritated and angry because they hadn't had anything to eat over the weekend. So we sat down and we decided that we would start a weekend backpack program. We did a lot of research, and then we put together this backpack, which your radio audience cannot see, but you can.
A green backpack.
Order a green backpack. And the green backpack contains food that does not require refrigeration and or heating. And as such, gives a family of 3 enough food over the weekend. This program started initially with only 4 backpacks, and now we're going out and we're providing 100 backpacks, which feed 300 families over the weekend. this is a program that is very much needed within the city of Baltimore, because at last year's counting, there were 2,179 registered homeless children in Baltimore City Public Schools.
2,179. So, and Jeff Singer, you've been in working with issues of homelessness and housing and in the city for a long, long time. Give us a sense, because, you know, when I hear the number, the first thing that comes to my mind, knowing how things work, is that's probably half the number.
Right. Well, let's start with the fundamental number, which is that there are 86,761 low-income households in Baltimore.
Households
with incomes below $25,000 a year. So they're all poor. There are 22,022 housing units in Baltimore that those 86,000 households could afford to rent. So we have a gap of about 61,729 households that can't find housing that they could possibly afford. Some number of those folks are homeless currently, and a larger number will be at some point. That's why we have 150,000 eviction notices filed every year in the city, because people don't have enough money to pay their rent. Now, of those numbers, the city only counted 2,638 people as being homeless on the night of January 27th, 2013, which is their official number. That's really curious, given that there are almost as many children who are registered in the public schools as being homeless. So, yes, it's hard to grasp the precise numbers here, but it's likely that every night in Baltimore there are 5,000 different people who are homeless, and probably 2,500 to 3,000 to 3,500 are kids.
And an important point here, to talk about homelessness and homelessness with children, is that I've met a lot of homeless kids through the programs here in Baltimore City, other programs. And I think that, A, we don't understand that the part of the problem with homeless kids is it's cyclical. You can be homeless for a day or two, but you're living in poverty and moving from place to place. And that's, to me, homelessness. That's not, if you don't have a secure place that can change at a moment's notice, that's being homeless. You can have an apartment, but that could change. And you might be doubling up, tripling up with people. That's part of homelessness. Families, I mean, living together. And the numbers of young people who are thrown out for any number of reasons, alcoholic parents, addicted parents, people not being able to afford a place to live, kids being thrown out because they are gay or lesbian or transgender and thrown out into the street because their families can't deal with their sexuality. There's all kinds of things going on here that kind of cause this kind of homelessness, right? So that episode.
Yes, definitely so. But even when you consider the fact that these children who are currently going to Baltimore City Public Schools cannot walk into the school system on a Monday morning feeling refreshed from over a weekend of normal, what we call normal living within the American middle class system. These children are facing obstacles that no child should ever face. In this country, we are the most wealthy country in the world, and there is absolutely no reason for any child not to be fed daily. It is something that is unconscionable. We have to do something, and that's what we are doing now with one of our partners, the Maryland Food Bank, along with Grace United Methodist Church, along with Philip and James Roman Catholic Church. We're going out into the community itself, and we're saying we have an obligation to these children. We want to see that they are fed. There is no reason for them not to be fed. And so we designed this weekend backpack. But now what we've got to do is build this program throughout the entire Baltimore City public schools. People that we speak to tell us that the 2,000 or 2,700 figure is really not representative of the total homeless problem as far as children are concerned. They say that it should be increased by 50, 100% more. And these are the children that will later become the leaders of this country. And they're losing advantage because they don't have their one basic right, food. And there's no reason for it. And what we're hoping is that people will hear this program and understand that if they contact us, we'll be more than happy to work with them to grow this program so that every child, every single child in this city of Baltimore is fed. And regretfully, I have to report that Prince George's County is actually in a worse condition than we are. I mean, most people think that people who live in the counties are living...
We spent many years covering this issue in the counties and did stories of whole families and people living in the woods in Harford County, in Baltimore County, in counties across the state, in tents, building structures, living in the woods in rural areas of Baltimore, of Maryland, I should say, that are homeless. So this is not just, it's a suburban issue, it's an urban issue, it's a rural issue, and it's pervasive because people don't have the income to ensure that they have that kind of housing.
And Jeff was telling me Baltimore County doesn't have any public housing.
That is correct. There is no, and never has been, any public housing in Baltimore County.
They don't want it.
No.
And when they did have housing that was at least close to being affordable, they tore it down to put housing for people who could afford more expensive housing.
Yes, the legacy of our current Secretary of Transportation at the state level.
So how do you get, let me put this out that way, how do you get those bags to the kids?
Well, through the Maryland Food Bank, they deliver all the components for the bags to the various schools. We have food coordinators currently in 126 schools within the city of Baltimore. These food coordinators will take the product that has been delivered and personally stuff them into these bags. And on a Friday afternoon, as the child is departing the school, they are given this bag, which weighs about 20 pounds, a loaf of bread, toothpaste, toothbrushes, and a few small items that children always enjoy, like candy and cookies. And they walk out of the school with them and bring them to wherever they're living. We ask them to return the bag on the following Monday, and then it is replenished, and we do that throughout the entire school year. If there are holidays or vacation times, we make sure that then there are two or three deliveries during the course of the week so that the children don't miss the food during the weekends.
Folks, you can join us here at 410-319-8888. And do encourage you, all the other things we're talking about here to do is to contribute to this and be part of this project, the Backpack Benefit Concert for Homeless Children, happening next Wednesday, next week, at 2640 Space, at 2640 St. Paul at 6:30. There'll be a band playing, and so you can come and contribute this money. Right, Bonnie?
Well, we're going to have five acts.
Five acts?
Yeah. Landre Rose do spoken word. They were formerly known as Double Impact. They did a lot of United Workers events. Blizzard's the local hip-hop artist. Ken Morrison coordinates the Do More, Be More spoken word group. Ryan Harvey travels all over the place, and Brooks Long is local R&B who just won some kind of award in the city paper I was hearing yesterday. So friends of mine, and they donated their time and talent to the cause.
Brooks Long, he's good. That's good. So I just want to go back to Jeff for a moment, and Christian. But Jeff, it is such a huge problem, and while I think that it's critical to do the work that Christian and others are doing to get these backpacks to young people in our schools, because you've got to do things to kind of help ameliorate the problem and make sure that people have something, you know, food and more. I mean, this is something that I think some people say the city can't address alone, but I don't think you'd quite agree with that. I think we can address it as a community.
Well, if we hadn't given $400 million to Michael Beatty, we'd have a little money to address these kinds of issues now, wouldn't we? That's not the only expenditure of city money that we could question. Our development strategies in the city have been backwards for, at least 50 years, when we began to disinvest in neighborhoods and put money into the Inner Harbor. That started 50 years ago. And it's created enormous disparities across the city. So we have, you know, the Gold Coast, and then we have the rest of us, and the rest of us who are living in neighborhoods with huge numbers of vacant houses, for example. We're doing a count of vacant houses in McElderry Street, and we're proving that the city's number of 16,000 vacant houses is maybe half of the actual number, because we're finding at least one house that's vacant that's not on the city registry for every house that's on the city registry. So we have this huge disinvestment in our neighborhoods, which continues and has continued for 50 years. And then we've got this investment on the Gold Coast there, on the water, that's actually literally robbing money from our neighborhoods.
Well, we need to really hit this a great deal more. And Christian, I think that the work you're doing is really important. Just very quickly before we have to break, could you just give us another sense of the scope of your work and your organization?
Okay, well, we're working with various partners, but our foundation previously was a shelter for the homeless is called Hearts Place Services, Inc., and their mailing address is 2640 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21218. Carol Berman is the president of this organization, who has been involved with the homeless population for the last 30 years, and in fact ran a shelter until it got to a point that she just could not get sufficient funding to keep the shelter open. It was called the Hilton, or as she called it, the Hilton of all shelters. It was a place where married women and men and children could go. It was a place where if you weren't married, but you were, and you had a
significant
friend,
other.
A significant other, thank you. You could spend some time there.
That's one of the crimes, I think, of how we run these shelter programs, that men and women and families have a hard time staying together, that we separate them like some puritanical world of the past.
Very much so.
You know, and so, again, let's do this. So people, again, information on how to get to the place and how to get in touch on the website.
Well, the information is on my website on www.bonnieforbaltimore.com. And I would like to thank Tiffany at 2640 for donating the venue and Ian Slockman for Congress, who also was helping sponsor.
So, and your website, how do people get in touch with you?
You can get us through World Wide Web, heartsplaceservicesinc.com.
And we'll put all that on our website at stanoshow.org, so you can link and join them next Wednesday to raise money for this incredibly important project, Backpack Benefit Concert for Homeless Children. Great to meet you, Christian Wilson, Director of Homeless Children's Weekend Backpack Program. Pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for allowing us to come.
And thank you so much for your work. Jeff Singer, always good to have you in the studio. And we hear much more of him. He'll be becoming a regular commentator here on the Mark Steiner Show. Good to have you in the studio, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Mark.
And Bonnie Lane, always great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll take a very brief break and come right back. It's time for a weekly look at what's up in the Baltimore City paper. Don't go away.
How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all